I was shown to retreat maybe five, but I never saw him there. I did one meditation. I would be a peasant. As we know, God is filling the world by His universal presence in everything created. When we say God created the world, He never left the world. His God were present in everything which exists, nothing would exist. God must exercise the same infinite power which He exercised when He brought something into existence out of nothing. He must remain present. Never exists. Otherwise, it will cease to exist. As our faith tells us, and God became man, He decided to remain in the world as the God-man until the end of time. A reflection in this meditation is on how is God, who created the world out of nothing, how does He remain in the world of what we call the real present? God is present as a natural. Nothing would exist. As God began to be present in the world, wouldn't be a world. As there was no world, until God, by His infinite power and goodness, decided to be in the world. God is present in the souls of those who are in His grace. But He is present with the attitude, real presence in all the universe. As we approach this most important subject of the real presence, we first make a few what I call presuppositions. There will be no real presence of Christ on earth unless He had become man. The incarnation is the foundation of Christ's real presence. Even with the incarnation, there would have been no real presence if Christ had not, on Holy Thursday night, instituted what He called the real presence. Rome came with the institution of the Eucharist. The Holy Eucharist would not now be present on earth unless Christ had instituted the priesthood. It only because Christ instituted the priesthood on the same Holy Thursday night, giving Mary, His 12 apostles, the power to bring Him down on earth and hear it, not only as God, but as a God-man. Our purpose in this meditation will be to cover the following four areas. What is the real foundation of the real presence? What do we need when we use the word real presence? Thirdly, what is the purpose of Christ's real presence on earth? And then, the wonderful development of doctrine. They're more clear in 1999 than the world was when Christ first pitched the real presence at the last supper. First then would be called the revealed foundation. Christ's institution of the real presence is described at length in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And strange to say, in great detail in St. Paul. In the 6th chapter of this Gospel of John, Christ promised to give us all the universe. The church's apostolic tradition confirms the teaching of Scripture. All we need to understand this and Protestant came into existence in the 16th century. A priest for 15 years, Martin Luther, taught all kinds of errors. But the most basic error of Luther was to deny the real presence. The church has always taken Christ's words literally. When, as we know, he said, "He of what hath been bread and he carried is my body." You know, the chalice of wine, not the word, this is the chalice of my blood. And the words in Latin are colleagues, chalice, and not cup. For the first 1,000 years of the church's history, there's no serious question of the real presence. Was only in the 10th century God preserved the church for 1,000 years. Any major heresy denying or undermining the real presence. When the early Middle Ages, there were errors, but they did not deny the real presence. Over the years in teaching theology to my own Jesuits, I told them it would be the full text, which the Pope defined to be exact in 1079, declaring that he is really present, the same identical Jesus who was born in Bethlehem, who died in Calvary, who rose from the dead. But here, Christ never left the earth. When we say Christ, we mean the whole Christ. True God, who became a true man. In 1965, Pope Paul VI repeated the same long description of the real presence given to the church in 1079. What we believe is that provided the man has been validly ordained, provided hearing, provided he still believes in the real presence, and expresses as a priest does in Mass, oh, it had been bread, this is my body, oh, it had been wine, this is the chalice of my blood. The moment a validly ordained priest, I repeat, who has the faith, announces the words of the institution, what had been bred became the living Christ. And since the Second Vatican Council, have you known in many of our churches that at every Mass, a frequently received out of both species? Well, let's be clear, the whole Christ, in his humanity and divinity, is present, really, truly, entirely, in every drop of it had been wine, and every particle would have been bread. I would like to spend hours describing the real presence in every single drop of the precious blood, every smallest particle of the Holy Eucharist. And when Paul VI in 1965 redefined the real presence, he used the same identical words as predecessor, Gregory VII, used on 1079, then reigning Pope. We find the real presence against the first major heresy in our repeat 1079, denying the real presence. The Catholic Church is present only where the people still believe. Then the ordained priest pronounce the words, "'Tis my body, 'tis my blood, what have been bread and wine, still look like bread, taste like wine, but the substance is no longer, is a better wine. The substance is, in Latin, the totus Christus, the whole Christ.'" What do we mean when we say we believe in the real presence? We believe in every particle of the precious blood, in every particle of the consecrated host, the whole Christ. That's what WHRE. Having which makes Christ, Christ is present in the Eucharist. He is therefore present with the fullness of his humanity. Christ in the Eucharist is present with his face and hand and sacred feet. Christ is present, this needs to be repeated, with his full, sacred, living, human heart. Christ is present with the fullness of his divinity. He is present with the fullness of his humanity. born in blood. When we see fullness of humanity, we mean Christ is present with everything that makes him man. His hands and feet, as we've said before, with all the qualities of his humanity. Christ is present with his human body and human soul. Christ is present with a substance, everything which makes his body, is present with the Holy Ghost. His soul is present with the Eucharist. And the church is so defined, the total Christus, the whole Christ, is present in the Blessed Sacrament. Whatever our sonship with you, it is less than twofold may retreat. In God's name, we ask you, O Lord, for a deeper and clearer understanding of the real presence. Do what it means to be a Catholic. Every major heresy in the 2,000 years of the Church's history has been a lesson measured under my question, denied the real presence. During the 17th century, our apostles came into the world. They were our government counted over 200 heresies, all calling themselves Christian, denying the real presence. This then is the whole Christ who is present. Everything that makes Christ, Christ is present in the Eucharist. His divinity, but hear it, his divinity which assumed a human nature. Christ is present in the Holy Eucharist with the whole body to receive his mother when she conceived him at Nazareth. Christ is totally present in the Eucharist with every faculty of his soul, his mind, his will, his emotions, his the whole Jesus Christ. He has come with every part of his humanity. The deepest expression of faith, there is nothing, nothing he believed that is more total in its pronouncement than our faith in the real presence. Now, some implications. We must believe that God became man. Thus we believe and understand that real presence becomes meaningless. God became man. God assumed a human nature. He became a true man. Christ, may I ask you, how many minds does Christ have? One or two? Two. Christ has a divine mind, it's God. Christ has a human mind as man. Christ, in the real presence, has all that makes him God. He always has everything that makes him a man. He is present really and truly with every limb of his body. And most importantly, the church has emphasized over the centuries, in the Holy Eucharist, he is present with his human, sacred heart. Over the centuries, devotion to the real presence is the most important way we can practice devotion to the heart of Christ. Beside being present in the world, as we say naturally, being present by his inviting him. Those with a state of grace, the Catholic Church believes that Christ is present on earth in every tabernacle of the Catholic Church. One thing I would like to emphasize, one reason for this meditation, I keep repeating, less than 2-day retreat. Whatever I hope and pray gathered from this retreat is a deep understanding of and devotion to Jesus Christ really present in the Blessed Sacrament. Everything. What is everything that makes Christ Christ is present in the Holy Eucharist. Christ is present in the Holy Eucharist on the fullness of his humanity. His hands and feet and pierced sacred side. I tell people, remind them, in heaven we shall see Christ with his pierced sacred side. In approaching this most important subject of the real presence, we should first make sure we understand certain presuppositions. We know real presence on his God had first become man. God became man. A real human being. Having become man, I will never cease to be man, remain man for all eternity. In all real presence on earth, except for the Incarnation. And with the Incarnation, in the all real presence on as Christ as the Last Supper, on the Holy Virgin Mary, he instituted, hearing, instituted two sacraments. Two sacraments. He instituted the Eucharist and instituted the priesthood. All the years I've spent hours explaining to my students, God became man, God remained on earth as man until the end of time. In other words, the Holy Eucharist is Christ the incarnate God, He has everything, and the Word is everything, which makes Christ His present in the Blessed Sacrament. There's not a particle of difference objectively between the Christ who's now in heaven, who we hope to see and be embraced by in heaven when we reach there. There is nothing that belongs to Christ which is not present, whole and entire in the Eucharist. This means that we have in the Holy Eucharist the same identity on which to stress, emphasize, repeat, identical Jesus Christ. And now I see the right hand of His heavenly Father in heaven. When the institution of the Eucharist, there will not be the real presence of this Christ at the Last Supper. Hear it, whatever you forget from this retreat, in God do not forget this. Christ in the Last Supper, into the Holy Eucharist, but He also, what an indispensable advocate God is, He also gives to the priesthood. Shall I say it? You're not only living in an America, well, I can safely say millions of ones believing Catholics are no longer Catholic. People tell me, the cold, the harmony of the human mass, the priest now, rather cold on this floor, than say it, but so I must. The priest now, the one that believe in that priesthood, the heart, the essence of the priesthood is, pronounce the words of Christ, institution, and the priest repeating after Christ, this is my body, over the heaven body, is my blood, and thereby changing completely was to look like and taste my blood. Looks like it tastes my wine, it no longer better wine, is the living, pulsating Jesus Christ. Having taught priests, 25 years my own Jesuits, about 14 years in seminary in New York. The most important reason why Christ entered the priesthood was to enable the priest to consecrate bread and wine in his own living body and blood. Let me say it. The United States is one of the most serious crises of its existence. As one is shown in many ways, is mainly revealed in the weakness and in so many cases the loss of faith in the Lord priestly power to change bread and wine into the living Christ. In other words, You'll always be associated with the Holy Eucharist, the real presence, with the sacrament of the Holy Orders. When I give retreats to priests, I never think I'm spending too much time emphasizing the single most important core of the priesthood, to change that in one and the living Son of God became man. Our purpose here is to look briefly indeed at the meaning of the real presence. First of all, the real foundation. Christ could not have been clearer when he, at the Last Supper, took bread and sent his body. The chalice of wine and pronounced the words, "This is the chalice of my blood." But hear it, the plainest and most unquestioning institution of the real presence in the 6th chapter of John's Gospel. And Christ could not be clearer, declared when he institutes the Holy Eucharist. When he made the promise, he had not been instituted the real presence. He gave us, as he said, himself. There is a definition for not being known, written in 1079, and he said, "On Pope Gregory the Seventh," repeated by Pope Paul the Sixth in 1964, the single deepest and most devastating error covering wide circles of the United States is the questioning, the doubting of the real presence. I never thought I would tell this to people that I'm giving a retreat. In God's name, in the church you belong to, or the church you go to Mass on Sundays, if the priest is not very clear his own faith in the real presence, on another parish or another church, in Detroit where I live, there are some 30 parishes that have closed the doors in one. The main reason was and is the widespread loss of faith in the real presence. All of this needs to be known and believed. What do we mean by the real presence? We mean, without an ordained priest, pronounce the words, "Is my body, the chalice of my blood, what happened, bearing wine, taste like bearing wine, look like bearing wine, my power, the living Christ." I keep repeating, I'm a priest now for 52 years. There is nothing, I mean, nothing basic and the Catholic faith, on which everything else depends, and faith in the priesthood. I'm quoting God's Eyes of Chicago. So there is another one. And home from Chicago informed me this past week exactly 1/2 of the priest ordained 10 years ago in the Archdiocese, 50% left the priesthood. I don't know where they left. They never really held their faith firm and their priestly power to change men and women in the living Jesus Christ. What do we mean when we say we believe in the real presence? We believe the whole Christ, his body and blood, his humanity and divinity, is present here in every particle of the consecrated host, every drop of the consecrated would have been born. The whole Christ is present with his substance. He is present with technical things, the worldly accidents of his body. He is present with holy Eucharist with his fingers, with his arms, with his hands. He is present with all his physical properties. In the Word, as a comfort, tent, as you find, in the Eucharist present, the totus Christus. Whenever else you memorize in Latin, I may memorize those two words. The totus Christus, the whole Christ, is present in the Blessed Sacrament. Profound implications of his what they call real presence. The same identity, I repeat the word identity of Jesus, who is present in heaven, the right hand of his heavenly Father, the same identity of Jesus is present here in this chapel. In the Holy Eucharist, the Jesus Christ is present alive, giving the graces whom he can confer. He confers the same graces which he conferred when he rose from the dead and blessed his disciples. The Holy Eucharist is therefore a sacrament. It gives grace to what can begin a full semester course for the years I've taught on the Eucharist. Four semesters, three classes a week. Christ is present in the Eucharist with the fullness, the totality of his humanity and divinity. Everything makes Christ Christ is present here in this chapel. I repeated us in two-day retreat. In God's name, ask the Lord to give you a deep, shall I add, in a deeper faith and into real presence. And all we ask, have our faith and believe in the real presence. Lord, I know I've taught too many priests. When a man is Christ, he is present fully and completely in the real presence. When we receive the Holy Communion, whom do we receive? The whole Jesus Christ. Wonder of wonders. In the Eucharist, he confirms and receives him totally as man and completely as God. I've said it before, but in the last 2 full days of the main retreat, common sense tells me to insist on certain truths of our faith, you should know entirely. I beg you, I plead with you, to not go into communion yet every day. Start at the foot of this retreat. Can I speak? I repeated this in 2 days. I'll be insisting on certain things, the one truth of our faith, but can I repeat too often? In God's name, I beg you, we see Jesus Christ every day. As we believe in the Eucharist, the same identical Christ whom we hope to see in heaven. In the Holy Eucharist, Christ's real presence is not herein as much the channel of grace as it was in the 3 years of his public ministry. Believe it, Christ is the world for miracles. Believe, at the head of the verb, believe. Through the Holy Eucharist, Christ works miracles. I can seriously doubt, as one of you, after this retreat, not need at least one miracle in your lives. We need miracles. And Christ is present on earth, our need toward miracles. Christ's real presence, therefore, is present among us to work miracles. of Jesus Christ is present on earth, not just to be among us. Christ now offers the same sacrifice as he offered on Calvary. Christ be now glorified in all of himself, O God. Repeat, in every mass, Christ offers himself as truly, as really, as he did on Calvary. How we need, shall I ask how desperately we need, the grace of Christ gives us to the mass that we participate in. I feel safe in saying this. You need the grace to live lives of sacrifice. What is sacrifice? Sacrifice is the giving up, the surrender of something which is precious to us. The Lord God loves us, and on him demands of us sacrifice. I live with my widow mother. My father died when I was a year old. Mother never remarried. Oh, how good I know. The books I could publish on how we need a father. Only fatherless child can appreciate the meaning and the indispensability of a father. Christ in the Eucharist gives the graces we need, the graces through human beings, they default. Christ is always here. He offers the graces we need, and for our present purpose, the grace of living lives of sacrifice. How we need this grace to give up, to surrender, what be like a love for the God we believe, not in the cause, out of love for us. For our purpose, we should emphasize that the Holy Eucharist is he is the real presence as a sacrament. And we receive the sacrament of grace not only in the Holy Communion. That is one I further recommend. Come on. Daily, I meet with all my heart. Daily assisted mass, and daily spend some time with our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. We have said this on some previous occasion. I've got over the fear that I'm exaggerating. With God's grace, I try to spend 3 hours a day before the Blessed Sacrament. The same identical Jesus Christ, the God who became man, is in our midst, in the Holy Eucharist. When I say like Margaret Mary, have you literally, my God of church, want to spend 7 in hours a day, full of blessed sight. Believe we need a deep plan, a deeper faith than we've ever had before in the real presence. There is such widespread question of the real presence. Sadly, among priests, whatever we do, let us spend all the time we can with the Lord and the Holy Eucharist, may I ask. We belong to a church. There is no nearer to life than the church. Anyone here belong to a church with a no nearer than life? Oh, how lucky you are. Christ is really present. Wanted to be in his presence. The faith that he exercises before Christ in real presence and his peace obtains miracle. And I mean this. Not indulging in excessive language. You all need miracles. I need miracles in my life. You need them in yours. I hope you believe in me. Now the key to obtain miracles, I repeat, is a deep childlike faith in Christ's real presence. There has been a phenomenal development, the old development of doctrine, in the faith and the real presence among many Catholics. The key to this faith and the real presence is believing that God became man, that he is present on earth as the God-man. And we emphasize the God-man. Remember, after his resurrection, and Christ appeared to his disciples, may the eyes who now believe it was Jesus. What did Christ ask for? Give me something to eat. Christ could not have given more clear or more emphatic than our faith. Emphasizing our faith in his real presence. God became man. Never ceased to be man through all eternity. The key to this deep faith in the real presence, I repeat, is faith in Christ being man. And God is no man, made such for all eternity. Why do we believe that God became man? And this man is here present in the Blessed Sacrament. We come as close as we can to the Eucharist in order to obtain from him as a man the grace we need to follow him as a human being. Dear Lord, we believe but it will deepen, strengthen our faith, because there is nothing that the Catholic Church needs more today, shall I say it, among her bishops, among her priests, among her faith, more than the deep, childlike faith in Christ, the God who made heaven and earth, becoming man, that man is God, is living in our midst. Why we come to him, whatever we ask for, I need it. The only condition is we need it. Lord Jesus, really present in the Holy Eucharist, we beg you, keeping our faith in your real presence, while obtaining from you what we so desperately need, miracles in our lives, on earth, to believe in you without seeing, and we enter eternity, we go on after believing, we will see face to face. Amen. In the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit.